You're listening to a podcast from 702.
So let's go to the US now, where Donald Trump has become the first president to be impeached twice. 10 Republicans joining the Democrats as an angry House impeached him yesterday afternoon. I watched most of that last night on TV. The U.S. House of Representatives really tense, tempers flaring as that impeachment vote debate saw temperatures rising on both sides. Let's speak to Dr. David Monier, who is the director of the Center for Africa-China Studies at the University of Johannesburg. Dr. David Monier, thank you very much for your time today. What is your view on what we saw developing last night, that very heated debate in the House as well, and Donald Trump being impeached for a second time?
This is a turning moment for the U.S., particularly when it comes to how it advanced democracy for us here in Africa and the developing world. U.S. politics is continuing to be paralyzed, and you're going to see this getting into the inauguration that is taking place next week, and right straight into the incoming President Biden's administration. The next 4 years, you're going to have a divided United States that is unable to speak with one voice in the world and to pay more attention to major issues that are affecting the world at the moment, particularly COVID-19, climate change, peace and security in the Middle East, on the African continent, and all other parts of the world. It's indeed a huge crisis that it will take time to be resolved unless there is unity, and one hopes that the incoming president will be able to unite the country and heal the wounds.
On a very practical level, what happens now in terms of this impeachment vote? It goes to the Senate, right? But that won't be done before the inauguration.
Indeed. And the view coming from the Democrats is that they will even wait for the next coming 100 days of incoming President Biden's administration. But the truth of the matter is that this is a symbolic gesture that they're trying to really put it on record that they did indeed impeach President Donald Trump. But in real terms, there's absolutely nothing they're going to do. The challenge is, on one hand, they need to go all out to punish him, which is a right thing to do. But on the other, incoming President Biden is trying to also bring reconciliation, reaching out to the Republicans, given the fact that this president has 74 million Americans behind him, and he's not a pushover figure. He's going to have a huge implication on U.S. politics as well as in the world.
And Trump releasing
the right-wing politics that is on the rise, particularly for us. We have history, and if you remember early 1990s, the AVRB getting into Kempton Park, I mean, those kind of right-wing has a huge network, links with the United States and Australia and all sorts of places. The white supremacy, it's a greatest threat that the world is facing at the moment.
That's right. So Dr. David Monier, director of the Center for Africa-China Studies at the University of Johannesburg, making that point there that this is very much about a white supremacy, the alt-right, and I think what the debate showed us last night in the House was just how divided America is and how divided it is going to continue to be.